let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Talking on today's program with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, we're talking about 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. What an exciting, practical topic for discussion today. As I said, our guest back with us, Susan Smith-Jones, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, she has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, longevity, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, faculty, and staff at UCLA how to be healthy and taught that for 30 years. Susan is the founder, president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. Travels internationally as a frequent radio, TV talk show guest, motivational speaker. Author of over 30 books, including Be the Change, Kitchen Gardening, Choose to Thrive. And by the way, everything we discuss on today's program can be found in much more detail in her books, The Curative Kitchen and Kitchen Gardening. Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Kitchen Gardening. Those are two separate books. You have so many books, I can't keep track of all these. You'll find them at Amazon, at the website, in five different formats, including an autographed copy by Susan with a note card and bookmark. Now, according to Susan and her book, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, there's a huge industry in the Western world working to convince us that it doesn't matter what we eat. Fast food chains, of course, trying to convince us that what we eat has no effect on our health. We're told that any combination of heated, treated, processed, chemicalized foods will meet our nutritional needs so long as we take plenty of vitamin pills, heartburn medicine, headache pills, and other remedies. Well, Susan disagrees wholeheartedly. She believes health comes from the farm, not the pharmacy. That's what we're talking about today, 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much. I love this topic, and I think we want everyone to get out pen and paper. They might want to take notes.
They really need to, and I think people are used to that if they've listened to our interviews with you before. You always want to take notes, and by the way, you'll find all of the programs archived on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're on iTunes, and you can listen and slow it down and take notes as you go back and listen. And again, everything we're talking about today, you'll find in the Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Kitchen Gardening. Everyone needs to eat each day, and for decades, we've been one of the world's leading experts on superfoods, and we're told what to eat, what not to eat. First of all, let's define superfoods as we get into this conversation, because it's thrown around a lot, and I'm not sure exactly what that means.
You know, I think that's a great place to start, too. I always like to start by saying God's given us all these amazing superfoods, but not all foods are equal. Some are full of calories and void of nutrition, while others are low on calories and so packed with nutrition that they earn the title of superfood. And there's a difference between food volume and nutritional potency. And you don't need to eat lots of food to get lots of nutrition. Here's an example. Blueberries are often considered a superfood because they contain significant amounts of antioxidants, anthocyanins, say that quickly three times.
I couldn't say it quickly once.
Yeah, manganese, fiber, with relatively few calories. They're also known as the brain berry. They're better than any food on planet Earth to keep your brain strong well into old age. So superfoods are the best foods out there, but maybe with a couple of exceptions that I put top of the list. There's not one magic bullet. You want to make sure you include many different superfoods to help maintain optimal health.
It's interesting. You're saying we really don't need to necessarily eat a whole lot of these. We just need to eat some of these.
That's right. And most people do overeat, and that puts so much stress on your body. Makes it very difficult to maintain a healthy weight as well.
And someday we'll talk about portion size, which is interesting. What's actually considered portion size and what we get fed, what we think is portion size, I mean, it's incredible. It's if somebody brings you a plate of food, you consider that to be one portion, and then you're going to roll out of the place of business because that's way too much food. Okay, now you've got my interest aroused here. We're talking about superfoods. What are some of your favorite superfoods? What do you eat? What do you go to?
Well, I'd say top on the list, my favorite two, first without a doubt would be sprouts, like alfalfa, broccoli, lentil, red clover. And you know I devoted a whole book
yes.
to how to grow homegrown sprouts in the corner of your kitchen. They are the most nutrient-rich and health-enhancing foods on the planet. So you can refer to my book, Kitchen Gardening, Rejuvenate with Homegrown Sprouts. There's another, a second category, and it's not really a food. It's a super rejuvenator and healer. It's a molecule called molecular hydrogen. I'm just going to give you a little teaser. We'll talk about it next time.
Okay.
But I've been researching this for about a year. There have been 1,200 peer-reviewed studies showing how the benefits of molecular hydrogen work on 170 disease models. It's all natural. It's non-habit-forming, no risk, no overdose, no prescription, no side effects. It's literally a miracle. So that's a little teaser for next time. But the second food that I consider right there, very close to the sprouts, would be greens, because the green food, rich in chlorophyll and oxygen, have a powerful effect on longevity and vitality. And I'm just going to rattle off some greens that you could, some could be cooked and steamed or added to other foods or eaten raw in salads or put in juices and smoothies. And these include beet greens, chicory, collards, dandelion, endive, kale, turnip and mustard, parsley, arugula, which when I'm in England I refer to it as rocket, romaine lettuce, sorrel, spinach, Swiss chard. You want to get in as many greens as possible. I don't have time to go over the details of why each one is so essential for optimum wellness, but you can refer to my books for that.
And all the information.
Great greens.
Well, yes, and I recommend you go to the website, check out the information on the books, and you can order the books, find out the information, order the books directly, SusanSmithJones.com. And, of course, you can always link on directly to Susan's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We keep talking about diet. I'm thinking about diet and how important that is in the whole picture of health. A lot of people say, yeah, I go to the gym every day, I work out, so yeah, I sort of watch my diet, but not strictly watch my diet. How important is diet?
Well, let me put it this way. See, I think most people are digging their graves with their knives and forks every day. And while diet is only one of the essential ingredients in being abundantly healthy, it's definitely a big one. And 8 out of 10 leading causes of death in North America are directly related to diet. And we're the ones who decide what we eat. We hope, don't we, that nobody shoves the food down our throats.
Yes.
But we've got to start making better choices regarding what we eat and drink. And I'll put it very clearly to you. It's depressing, but it's true. Last year, over 1 million people left the same suicide note. And here it is, shopping list, margarine, mayo, sour cream, hamburgers, pastries, french fries, donuts, movie popcorn, sugar-coated cereals, bacon, cheese, donuts, luncheon meats, ham, cookies, sausage, and I could go on and on. So the bottom line, Rick, is that in nature, I've told you this before, we won't find ice cream trees and potato chip bushes and donut vines.
Exactly.
And the more naturally colorful your meal is, the more likely it is to have an abundance of healthy nutrients that boost immunity, protect the body from disease, promote radiant health and youthful vitality, and accelerate fat loss. So remember, you want to eat your foods as close to the way nature made them as possible. Avoid or reduce all processed junk foods, anything made with white sugar, white flour, artificial colorings, additives, chemicals. Avoid a beige and white diet in favor of a colorful, nutrient-rich, high-fiber, natural diet. Always avoid trans fat and hydrogenated fat. And we'll get more specific in a moment, but that's just an overview of what you want to avoid.
You're listening to This Week in America. We are online at thisweekinamerica.us. Our guest on the program is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking today about 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. All of the information we're talking about today can be found in several of her books, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Kitchen Gardening, and information on those at her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Okay, we're talking about foods to eat and not eat. Let's get specific. I know there are 10 foods that you recommend we not eat. Let's start with those to avoid if we want to stay healthy. Talk a little bit about each of these and let us know why they're detrimental to our health.
All right, and I hope this doesn't make you cry or anybody.
Yeah, I'm looking at this list. Wow, I'm going to have to do some cleaning out of my cupboard when I get home.
I know. And by the way, I have a brand new website called Books to Uplift that features my books in a very beautiful way. So you might want to check that out. So the first category is donuts, potato chips, and French fries. So why are these not great for you? They're all cooked in high heat and overused oils. You know, if you go to a fast food restaurant, it's the same oil overused, usually trans fat containing. And the combination of the refined carbs and the excessively high temperatures form a potent cancer-causing compound called acrylamide. And French fries, you know, fried chips like the potato.
Yes.
Potato chips contain the highest level of acrylamide, and acrylamide causes a genetic mutation, leads to a wide range of cancers, including breast and prostate cancer. This is all scientifically documented, so you want to avoid those foods. And
Susan,
then the next,
I was just going to say, if you want all this information, you'll find it at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com, and first on the list, donuts, potato chips, and French fries. Somewhat depressing, but take us through the rest of these.
All right. So let's move on to regular table salt.
Oh, yes.
Salt's been, and people over, first of all, let me say this. Often when I travel, and I might be traveling alone, I watch people eat, and before they even taste their food in restaurants.
Dumping salt on
flight,
it.
They're salted.
Yep.
Salt's been consistently linked to stomach cancer and stroke, even in populations that eat diets low in saturated fat. It is ubiquitous and found in most processed and packaged foods. So you want to read labels and stay under 100 milligrams of sodium for every 100 calories. In other words, if you get a packaged product that has 300 calories, you don't want it to have more than 300 milligrams of sodium. So read labels and re-educate your taste buds when you stop using salt. And then if you do need to use some salt, I always get good, beautiful sea salt that has minerals in it too. But if you start avoiding the salt, then you re-educate your taste buds. And then once you do that, you find that almost everything you taste at a restaurant has so much salt in it.
I tell you what, if you start looking at labels and look at sodium, people look at fat grams, they look at calories. I'm not sure how many people look at sodium. It will scare you with some of the food that you find once you realize how many you should be consuming in the course of a day. In many cases, a serving of some of the processed foods you get, that wipes you out for the whole day.
Yeah, absolutely. Or for 2 or 3 days.
Well, possibly, yes. Yes. So, okay, we've got donuts, potato chips, French fries, we've got regular table salt. You talk about whole milk and ice cream.
I'm so sorry to bring this up, but these two dairy products typically contain way too much saturated fat and have been linked to diabetes, arthritis, breast, and prostate cancers. So limit them. And if you choose to eat them, choose organic whenever you can.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program you're listening to This Week in America. We're talking about 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. We're going through a list of foods to avoid, and we will continue with that list after we pause for these messages. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. We're talking about 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. Our guest on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Everything we talk about today can be found in detail in her books, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Kitchen Gardening. available at our website, SusanSmithJones.com, and the new website, BooksToUplift.com. And you can link on to both those by going to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. Working our way through the list of foods to avoid, we're up to number 4. Let's pick it up there.
So margarine. Most margarines are made with trans fat and hydrogenated fat sources, and these are consistently associated with high cancer rates and an accelerated aging, so you don't want that. If I had to choose between butter or margarine, I would always choose butter. I choose not to eat either of them unless I'm doing a big cooking class and I have to taste something.
Yes.
But I would never use margarine.
Interesting. Choose butter over margarine if you have to make that choice. You list next sodas and soft drinks. This is something I believe from studies maybe we're, as a nation, cutting back on a little bit.
Yes, yes. And by the way, in terms of butter, I often use ghee, G-H-E-E, that's raw as well.
I'm sorry,
it's not raw because it's clarified, but it's the dairy fats are taken out and it's better for you. But you want to avoid a lot of fat in your diet. Excuse me. So sodas and soft drinks. There are at least 7 teaspoons of sugar in 1 can of soda, and that's way too much sugar for our bodies to handle efficiently. And both diet sodas and regular sodas are full of chemicals that age you quickly, change the pH of your body, in other words, make your body too acidic, and set you up for all kinds of diseases. And they also, these sodas also dehydrate your body. Anytime you have a soda, and by the way, I've never had a soda.
You're kidding, never?
Oh, no, I know. When I was young and friends would go have sodas, I maybe tried theirs and I just didn't like the taste and then it made me burp. And then I just got in the, and then I read what was in it, like liquid candy and chemicals.
Oh, yes.
And then you just, once you don't have it, you're not in the mood for it. But it, because it's so acidic on the body and dehydrates the body, if you have 1 can of soda, you want to somehow that day make up for the dehydration process by drinking several extra glasses of water.
Interesting. So stay away from the sodas and soft drinks. You've got on the list white sugar and flour foods.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Now, these are also ubiquitous. So many processed and packaged foods and sweets like cakes, cookies, candies, desserts are fraught with white sugar. And not only does white sugar have no nutritional value, but it also depletes our body, our bodies of valuable nutrients like the B-complex vitamins just to digest and metabolize it. And sugar is correlated highly with hypoglycemia, diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and dental issues, as well as many forms of cancer. And ladies, listen to this. Sugar destroys the elastin and collagen in our skin. That leads to wrinkles and accelerated aging. The average American eats more than 150 pounds of sugar every year. And you can't even include me in that batch since I don't eat the sugar.
Yes.
And then, so white flour foods are the same, like breads, muffins, cookies, cakes, pastas. Like white sugar, the nutritional value has been stripped out of the whole grain to make this lifeless, pernicious white flour. And these foods lead to all kinds of diseases, including obesity. And because white flour is void of nutrients, you constantly feel hungry because your body is not getting the nutrients it needs, which leads to overeating.
Avoid those and artificial sweeteners. Interesting, some people will say, I really don't use regular sweeteners. I use artificial sweeteners.
So those artificial sweeteners like aspartame and saccharin, among other sweeteners, are added to so many foods and sweets and even chewing gum, toothpaste, and mouthwash. So like with the salt, you want to re-educate your taste buds and choose natural sweeteners instead. And by the way, aspartame is linked to over 90 ailments and diseases, and including death.
Mm. It's sort of the ultimate disease.
Yeah, that's right.
That'll ruin your day. Yeah, it's just amazing when you understand what you're eating, and again, read the labels. If you can't pronounce what's on there, you probably want to put it back and get something else.
Yeah, exactly. And next we have sausages and hot dogs. Again, these are foods that are fraught with saturated fat. We want to get away from that. And that leads to heart disease, cancer, obesity, and I keep saying it, but accelerated aging. Life goes by too quickly already. We can slow it down by eating a healthier diet.
Yeah, when you weigh a couple more years versus a couple pounds of hot dogs, you probably think maybe I should have done with fewer wieners along the way. So that's stay away from those. And then we tie that into grilled and barbecued meat. Talk about that, because, boy,
I
go out walking in the neighborhood and that's all I smell is meat.
You can smell it, I know. And here in Brentwood in L.A. where I live, in some streets where they're building these big homes, they have those moving little restaurant trucks, and you can smell all the greasy stuff in those trucks, and they do a lot of grilling. But it's well known that cancer-causing chemicals form on meat when it's barbecued or grilled, and then you add to that the high saturated fat content of the meat, and you have a veritable disease-promoting meal. Now, if you choose to eat barbecued or grilled meat, remember I talked about all those super greens, those leafy greens.
Oh, yes.
Eat as many greens as you can with that piece of meat or the dairy or the white sugar, white flour, because that helps to nullify a little bit the bad effects of many of these foods.
Got about a minute left in the program. Going by way too quickly, we're talking about the foods to avoid if you want vibrant health. I'll let you know here in a second where you can get all this information if you're not writing it down. Foods made with artificial colorings and flavorings round out the top 10.
Well, this is a no-brainer, because you want real food, not fake food, like my grandmother taught me when I was a teenager. You want foods from the farm, and you don't want things from the pharmacy. And if things are made with artificial colorings and flavorings, these chemicals wreak havoc on the body and throw our bodies out of balance. So you want to eschew artificial and fake foods and choose real, colorful foods. And I love what Pythagoras said about 2,500 years ago. Choose what is best. Habit will soon render it agreeable and easy. And in the Bible, Rick, in Genesis 1:29, you've heard this one, but
yes.
I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. I love that.
Yes, boy, that sums it up really well, doesn't it? A couple of quotes there from years ago that prove even wiser as we go through the years here. We've been talking on the program today, 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. Our guest has been Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. All of the information today at her website, susansmithjones.com, and in more detail in her books, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Kitchen Gardening, all that information at her website. The other website, by the way, is bookstouplift.com. Dr. Susan will be back with us next month. We'll continue our discussion of foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. We'll focus on those that you should eat on the next program. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Great information today. We look forward to the next program and the list of the things that we should be eating.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
And you'll find all the information once again at her website, susansmithjones.com, or bookstouplift.com, or go to thisweekinamerica.us and link on directly. More after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us. Part two of our discussion with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones on 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. It's a practical topic for discussion on today's program. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, a frequent guest, is a woman with three of America's most ordinary names. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, longevity, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting company. She's dedicated her life to providing information for people, travels frequently all around the world, basically, for radio, TV appearances, motivational speaking. She's the author of over 30 books, including Be the Change, Kitchen Gardening, and Choose to Thrive. And by the way, what we discuss on today's program, you can find in more detail in her books, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Kitchen Gardening. The website's SusanSmithJones.com, as well as her new website, BooksToUplift.com. And on the program today, we're going to continue our discussion about what you should be eating for vibrant health, what you should not be eating for vibrant health. And according to Susan, in the book, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, a huge industry in the Western world working to convince us that it doesn't matter what we eat, fast food chains trying to convince us that what we eat has no effect on our health. We're told that any combination of heated, treated, processed, chemicalized foods will meet our nutritional needs so long as we take plenty of vitamin pills, heartburn medicine, headache pills, and other remedies. Susan disagrees and says, and she believes this, health comes from the farm, not the pharmacy. Back with us on the program to continue our discussion, Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Rick, and I hope this talk today gets everyone salivating and hungry to eat better foods.
Well, it certainly will. And if you missed part one, if you go to the website thisweekinamerica.us, you'll find it archived there in audio. We're on iTunes and Google Play and Podomatic and all of those places. So you can listen to the last program that we did where you went through some of the foods to avoid. In fact, summarize what we did in part one, and then we'll pick it up with the good news, what's out there, and what's good for you.
Sounds great. Well, last time I talked about how 8 of the 10 leading causes of death in North America are directly related to diet. And that actually should be comforting because we're the ones who decide what we eat.
Yes.
And you want your food, your plates, your meals to look like a fiesta, a colorful fiesta, and the foods to be as close to the way nature made them as possible. You want to avoid and reduce processed and junk foods, anything made with white sugar and white flour, artificial colorings, chemicals and additives. You also want to avoid trans fats and hydrogenated fats, with the exception of, say, onions, cauliflower, and garlic. You want to avoid a white and beige diet in favor of a colorful, nutrient-dense, high-fiber, natural diet, and organic whenever possible. And I talked about what a superfood means, and superfoods are those foods that are rich in vitamins and minerals, enzymes, antioxidants, and phytonutrients. That means plant nutrients. For example, tomatoes have a phytonutrient in them called lycopene, and they're the best food on planet Earth to help prevent prostate cancer. Squash has a phytonutrient called alpha-lipoic acid, which helps prevent wrinkles on the skin. Carrots have beta-carotene that helps with stroke and cancer. Spinach has lutein that helps with cataracts. Strawberries, which I love, have ellagic acid that helps with cancer. Flax seeds, we'll go over some of these in detail today too, have lignans that helps prevent breast cancer. So you just can't go wrong with foods that are more plant-based, and, you know, things like asparagus, beans, lentils, garlic, kiwi, grapes, papayas, walnuts, mushrooms, mustard greens, and we'll get specific about 10 of them now.
Well, what's interesting is, once again, we come back to, this is so simple and really sums it up, health comes from the farm, not the pharmacy. What you went through, that whole list, that's all food that we really should be eating, and rather than chemicals to try to prevent aging and wrinkles and all of this stuff, the foods we should be eating will do a nice job all by themselves.
That's right. You know, you look back to how our grandmothers taught us to eat. They were always right. And for some of us who are older, our moms, and usually the moms, taught us how to eat a little bit better. And it's really simple. The issue with many people, Rick, is that we're creatures of habit, and you get so used to eating junk foods that taste good, and the ice cream and the dairy and
yes.
sour cream and barbecue and grilled things, and we want to stay with what we're familiar with. And remember, it takes about 21 days for your body and mind to accept a new habit. So maybe for 21 days you say, I'm not going to have ice cream every night for dessert. And maybe for 21 days I'll stay away from dairy and see how I feel. Or have no white sugar and white flour. And after 21 days, you will no longer be compelled to eat those foods. In fact, your body will feel and look so good that you will then find it much easier to choose healthier foods. So just know that for 21 days, you might be craving the unhealthy foods, but be patient and stick with your commitment. Be committed, because no one's going to do the commitment for you. And we always say, oh, I'll wait till... what, after the holidays, I'll wait
till
January.
We keep putting it off a little further and a little further.
Yeah, my anniversary or my birthday's coming up. It's the church's bake sale. You got to stop letting your excuses get in the way. There's nothing more important than your health.
Give it 21 days. That's amazing, because your taste will change and suddenly you decide, you know, I really don't need that can of soda at the end of the day. I get by fine with this, with the water I have, that type of thing. So give yourself 21 days. We're talking about 10 foods to eat, not eat, if you want vibrant health. With us on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Websites, SusanSmithJones.com or NewOneBooksToUplift.com. By the way, everything we talk about today, you'll find in her books, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Kitchen Gardening. Let's get to the list of the 10 foods that we should be eating. These are foods what you consider superfoods, and we really need to eat these on a regular basis, I assume.
Yes, and nothing's out of the ordinary. You don't have to go to special stores to get these. And the first one is really, I call instead of a superfood, it's a super spice. And it's cinnamon. And it's always good to add a little powdered cinnamon to sugary foods, because it helps normalize your blood sugar by making insulin more sensitive. And it has this active ingredient in it that helps process blood sugar 2,000% more, or 20-fold. So when you have desserts, if you can sprinkle a little bit of cinnamon in them, it will help make the insulin more efficient. And I even have capsules of cinnamon, because if I sometimes have a sweet dessert, but I don't want the taste of cinnamon on the dessert, I'll take a capsule of cinnamon. And remember, this is great news about the cinnamon, because you want to avoid high circulating levels of blood sugar and insulin, because that helps ward off diabetes and obesity. And steady lower levels of the insulin signify slower aging and greater longevity. So I always put cinnamon powder in my smoothies. I sprinkle it on my fruit, maybe on top of cereal. And you know, I told you this years ago, but I also put a cinnamon stick in my water. And that one cinnamon stick will last for about 2 to 3 days. So if you go from bottle to bottle or glass of water to glass of water, you can keep transferring that cinnamon stick, and within 2 to 3 days that stick opens all the way up, and you then can throw it away or put it in the soil and replace it with a new cinnamon stick.
Interesting. So if people say, I would like to do water, but it's boring, if you put a little cinnamon stick like you do in there, suddenly got a little flavor and it's good for you.
That's right, and my grandmother taught me that when I was a teenager.
We're back to all of her advice.
Yeah, the studies, but I thought water was boring, and so she would put a cinnamon stick in it, and it's also, you carry a bottle of water around with a cinnamon stick in it that looks really weird. it looks kind of weird, but it's a great conversation piece that people say, what the heck is in your water?
That, yes, and then you can go into all of the benefits of water and the cinnamon stick. We should be eating pumpkin and butternut squash.
Yes,
talk about
now,
the benefits.
These are wonderful sources of phytonutrients and antioxidants, including an antioxidant I mentioned before called alpha-lipoic acid. When I talked about the squash, that overview, alpha-lipoic acid is what I refer to as a super antioxidant, because most other antioxidants, Rick, are soluble either in watery portions of the body like the blood or fatty tissues like cell membranes. But alpha lipoic acid is so special because it's soluble in both. I mean, who knew people would get so excited about alpha lipoic acid. But this means it can help defend every type of substance in the body against oxidative assaults. So it helps break down sugar for energy production. It guards against stroke, heart attacks, and cataracts. It strengthens memory. It turns off genes that can accelerate aging and cause cancer. So that makes alpha lipoic acid a powerful nutrient for skin health, all kinds of skin damage like skin cancer, restoring youthful vitality to your face, your neck, your hands, making your skin more beautiful and youthful. So the alpha lipoic acid is found in abundance in butternut squash and pumpkin.
That's interesting. So you can add that to the list. Now, I like my pumpkin in pie form. Is that probably, that's probably bad. I shouldn't really do that.
Well, it's better to just have a pumpkin puree. And see, I often put that in my smoothies. You don't really taste it, but you get the benefit of it. And you will get, by the way, you will get some alpha lipoic acid in pumpkin pie.
Okay. Let's move on to all greens and produce.
Now.
Yes, I'm going to add that to my diet. All greens and produce you've got listed. And again, this has to be that diet has to be beneficial.
Yes. See, produce is the most important health care your money can buy. And greens, especially greens, there was a review of 206 human, not animal, human epidemiological studies that found that green vegetables, leafy or like broccoli, showed the strongest protective effect against cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, arthritis, and high blood pressure compared to all other foods. And yet only 1 in 500 Americans consumes enough calories from green vegetables, especially leafy greens, to assure this defense. So the cornerstone of a heart-healthy, cancer-protective, and longevity-favorable diet is to eat as many raw and steamed green vegetables as you can.
And so many to choose from, so that should not be real difficult in working into your diet. You also list berries, and seasonally, you've got such great choices there.
See, all berries, yeah, berries are absolutely a superlative superfood. All berries, like acai, blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, raspberries, fresh or frozen, are teeming with phytochemicals. Those are the pigments that create the berries' colors, and they're thought to defend the body against damaging carcinogens. Acai berries are one of the richest sources of antioxidants on the planet. Blueberries, I mentioned previously, are known as the brain berry. The best food on planet Earth to keep your brain strong and focused and healthy well into older age. And it definitely helps with mental function. That's why I made some, before this interview, I made some blueberry juice that I combined with pomegranate. And then I also had a little bowl of blueberries, so I hope it's showing up in the interview.
Yes.
But all berries are rich in vitamin C and fiber and are low in calories, which make them a consummate superfood.
We're talking about 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. Our guest on the program is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Information on what we're talking about at her website, susansmithjones.com, and her new website, bookstouplift.com. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're going to pick up with a list of the foods that you should be eating, and we do that right after these messages. Welcome back. You're listening to This Week in America. Information on the program at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Information there and our guest on today's program. Back with us, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Website, susansmithjones.com, and the new website, bookstouplift.com. We're talking about 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. This is the second part of a two-part episode series that we've been doing. Part one you'll find archived at the website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're talking about the foods that you should be eating. We've gone through a number of those, and we're now up to number 5 on the list of the top 10, spinach.
Okay, and I forgot to tell you, it's a list of 100, not 10.
Well, these are the top. These are the top 10 of 100.
Yeah. So spinach. See, Popeye wasn't just a muscular cartoon figure. He knew what he was talking about.
He was a visionary.
Yeah, I know. When it came to his energy and strength-building miracle food, which is spinach. I call it a green goddess food because it's one of the best for bodybuilders, for cleansing, for rejuvenating, one of the best foods you can eat. It's absolutely one of my favorite leafy green vegetables, but it's a great source of folate, a vitamin which is critically important for cardiovascular and brain health. And there's no better food on planet Earth that will protect your vision as well as spinach. So have some daily. Put a handful of baby leaf spinach in your smoothies. You really don't taste it. It will turn the smoothie a little bit greener, but you'll reap the benefits and have a glorious green-colored smoothie.
Well, now we're finally up to my favorite on the list. We're going to talk about avocados and the health benefits that you'll find in those.
This is top on your grocery list. It's rich in nutrients and phytochemicals, and this fruit, and yes, it's a fruit, has about a quarter of the calories of total fat of dairy butter by weight. And ounce for ounce, avocados provide more heart-healthy monounsaturated fat, vitamin E, folate, potassium, and fiber than other fruits. You know what's really big in where I live here in L.A. is avocado toast. All the restaurants have it.
Mm.
4 ounces, which is great, a whole grain toast with some avocado spread on top. 4 ounces, about a half of a medium-sized avocado, has 500 milligrams of potassium. And it also exceeds other fruits as a source of the potent antioxidant lutein. And lutein safeguards your cardiovascular system from atherosclerosis, that's hardening of the arteries, prevents prostate cancer, and as mentioned before, lutein protects your eyes from cataracts and age-related macular degeneration. And if none of that is enough to excite you about avocados, maybe this will. They're known as the testicle fruit by the ancient people in Central and South America and had the reputation of being an aphrodisiac. And here you thought at the Mexican restaurant it was the margarita that got you in the mood when it was probably the guacamole. So whether in the form of guacamole or diced in a salad or an avocado vegetable sandwich or using avocado in place of butter and sour cream on your baked potato or whole grain toast, avocados are definitely one of those healthy fats that promotes youthful vitality.
Just gave me a number of reasons why I need to add avocados on a daily basis. So I will start working that in. Broccoli and broccoli sprouts.
All right. So in kitchen gardening, I write about why we want to have a quarter of a cup of broccoli sprouts every day. Studies at the Johns Hopkins Medical Center showed that a quarter of a cup can cut your risk of cancer 40 to 50%. And broccoli's great for you, but the broccoli sprouts are 100 times better because they've got more nutritional value. So I grow them in my kitchen. It takes 3 to 4 days, and it costs pennies, and you know they're fresh and organic. I put them in my smoothies or on sandwiches. I juice them. I garnish with them, but I always eat them. And the seed is where the anti-cancer nutrients are located. That's why you want to have broccoli sprouts every day. And if you don't grow them, you probably can find them in your local supermarket.
All this information at the website, Dr. Susan Smith, well, actually, SusanSmithJones.com, and the new website, BooksToUplift.com. We've got 3 minutes left in the program, going by too quickly, and I point that out because we've got 3 more superfoods we want to get into. Cherry tomatoes, one of my favorites.
And, you know, those are the little baby ones.
Yep.
And they promote healthy skin and fight prostate cancer. And I told you before they're the best food on the planet to prevent prostate cancer. Those are good cooked or raw, but cherry tomatoes, pound per pound, are higher in lycopene and other antioxidants. And because they have a thick skin, and the skin is where most of the nutrients are found, you want to eat cherry tomatoes. I always have them around. They don't need to be refrigerated. I take them with me whenever I travel.
Yeah, they're very portable.
Yeah, as my food of choice when flying, along with other cut-up vegetables. Flaxseed. Ground flaxseeds are high in lignans, that's a fiber, which helps prevent stroke and cancer. And flaxseeds also help fight fatigue, prevent and alleviate depression. Within 4 hours of having some fresh flaxseed, freshly ground meal, takes 5 seconds to grind it, you will find that your mood is better. It really helps get rid of depression. It boosts your immunity. I have 1 to 2 tablespoons of fresh ground meal. I grind it once a week. I put it in a closed container in my refrigerator. I use it up during the week and then regrind it. They're also a rich source of omega-3 fatty acids, but I always recommend to grind it fresh. Get a little coffee grinder that you don't use for coffee, that you just use for nuts and seeds. You pour in the flax seeds. It takes 5 seconds to grind them, and there's nothing like the fresh ones. And then celery. Do you know, Rick, that celery was so highly respected by the ancient Greeks and Romans that they used it to crown the heads of distinguished guests? It's low in calories, a good source of fiber, and natural sodium. And it's one of the world's greatest and most potent natural tranquilizers. It's a tonic that will soothe jangled nerves. And I think we should give celery to most of the world leaders and politicians and media to help
exactly.
them calm down. It has a calming effect on the central nervous system, and it makes a great nighttime tonic for insomniacs. So often at night, an hour before I go to bed, I'll make some veggie celery juice. The leaves, by the way, are the most nutritious part of the plant, containing more calcium, iron, potassium, beta-carotene, vitamin C than the stalks. And celery also flushes excess fluid from your body. And unlike an over-the-counter diuretic, celery doesn't disrupt the body's balance of sodium and potassium, which can lead to dehydration. So if to get the benefits, you want to have about 8 sticks a day and eat the leaves. And I always keep them cleaned, cut up, in sticks, ready to munch on in the refrigerator. So again, remember Pythagoras said 2,500 years ago, choose what is best. Habit will soon render it agreeable and easy. And Genesis 1:29 said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, they will be yours for food.
So much on today's program and the last program, and you'll find all of these available at the website thisweekinamerica.us, where iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, all of those places. Information on everything Dr. Susan has talked about on these two programs. On her website, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle Book, for example, you find information there, as well as in Kitchen Gardening. It's Dr. Susan Smith Jones. Her website's susansmithjones.com, and the new website, bookstouplift.com. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A fascinating couple of programs, 10 foods to eat and not eat if you want vibrant health. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. What are we talking about next month? Did you tease me with this?
I think, now you need more of this if you forgot already. it's molecular hydrogen. It's the new revolutionary way to be vibrantly healthy. It works with 170 diseases. There are 1,200 peer-reviewed studies, and you can get a sneak preview. Go to my website, susansmithjones.com, and in the blog, right there on the home page on the top left, it says molecular hydrogen therapy. You can read about it.
Read about it, then we'll talk about it. We like to have an intellectually prepared audience, so you'll have some idea what we're talking about on the next program. Intellectual and This Week in America, words not often used in the same sentence, ladies and gentlemen. So check it out before we do the program. We'll be back next month with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and all the information you'll find on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.